This is Radio Superior 1941, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1941. This is a true story of our past. Step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Martin and McKenna Show.
Broadcasting from the land of beautiful lakes, every one of them frozen. This is station KUWS. Your announcer, Jack McKenna, speaking. It's Wednesday, January 1st, 1941. Happy, happy New Year. Newsman Lou Martin is in with the 6 o'clock news. Then we'll hear from Miss Ruthie with some tips for you gals about surviving winter. We'll have old Dr. Schmidt in to tell us how to keep the flu bug from biting. Kind of a winter survival Martin and McKenna show. The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by the SNL Company. White sale, featuring bed sheets for 87 cents and pillowcases for just 38 cents. Now, Lou Martin with the SNL News. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and Happy New Year, one and all. Revelry hit a new high as the United States welcomed 1941. The Germans hold a short truce while Londoners greet the New Year grimly. We begin our shortwave world news roundup from London.
This is London calling, Webb Miller reporting. Londoners greeted the new year with solemn defiance to Adolf Hitler as the dark streets here quietly ushered in a new and uncertain year. Those streets are pockmarked with the ruin of repeated bombing. The 1941 came in without new German air raids. Neither this scarred capital nor other section of Britain have reported bombings overnight. The RAF was said to have also stayed home. As Big Ben stuck the 12 notes that have ushered in joyous celebrations in past years, revelers here gathered beside St. Paul's Cathedral hailed 1941 with shouts of "To hell with Hitler." Others had to watch that they wouldn't stumble over hose lines in the dark streets. Shadowy figures sang verses of "Auld Lang Syne." In London, this is Webb Miller calling Germany. Come in, Berlin.
This is the Third Reich. Max Jordan reporting from Berlin. The clouded skies did not rain bombs today. Rather, 1941 came in as a cold winter day. Quiet, but chilly. A high command communique today said an unofficial truce, similar to the one during the Christmas holiday, prevailed on New Year's Eve. While the Luftwaffe remained grounded, so did the Royal Air Force, which sources in London blame on the weather, not on a generous mood by Nazi Germany. Revelry here was subdued. German beer gardens and cafes were full, but lights were low as wartime restrictions guard against raids by the RAF. In Berlin, this is Max Jordan calling North Africa. Come in, Libya.
This is Wes Gallagher with the British Army in Libya. This report is delayed because of transmission restrictions. A British raid 70 miles into Libya near the Italian stronghold of Tobruk was disclosed by the British Army of Nile. A British armored column spent a whole day observing the defenses of Tobruk as the next British objective. It was discovered that a major Italian airdrome was abandoned south of that city. Italian units fled as the British surprised them in this offensive. Meanwhile, British forces have Bardia under siege, shelling it while Italian forces hunker down. The Brits say Italian guns are causing less damage than the biting, blinding sandstorms which plagues both armies. With the British Army in Libya, this is Wes Gallagher speaking. Calling America, I'm in New York.
This is the Big Apple, your reporter Lyle C. Wilson speaking. From east to west across the time belts of the country, people celebrated an unusually boisterous New Year last night and this morning. Against a backdrop of a world at war and our own country poised on a delicate balance between peace and war, it was the great final fling to mark the end of a decade. They massed in great throngs along New York's Times Square, Chicago's Loop, and San Francisco's Market Street. The more serious gathered in churches for midnight watch services and masses. Prayers for peace and a better world in 1941 were offered. As usual, New Yorkers led the way, staging the country's biggest celebration. Policemen said it was the biggest, noisiest, and drinkingest spree in years. By midnight, 2 million cheering people were jammed in Times Square, traditional spot for revelers. Uniformed sailors, soldiers, and Marines were sprinkled through the crowd. At bars, they found themselves lionized. Every large city hotel and nightclub was filled, with some people paying up to $20 for reservations. Perhaps as the sign that the Great Depression is finally over, hotel reservations were up 50%. A cold, drizzling rain didn't dampen the spirits of the 500,000 people jamming the State Madison Street area in Washington. The grim world outlook cast a shadow on what was the largest and most expensive New Year's celebration since the boom year of 1929. President Roosevelt spent a quiet evening with his family and close friends. After a musicale, they sang Auld Lang Syne. At the stroke of midnight, Mr. Roosevelt offered his toast to the United States. In New York, this is Lyle C. Wilson reporting.
Admiral William Leahy arrived in Madrid from Lisbon today. The Ashland native is on his way to Vichy as the new U.S. ambassador to France. It was a new record year for automobile makers in 1940, but with pressure to turn auto assembly lines into weapons assembly lines, 1941 is uncertain. The big three automakers, General Motors, Chrysler, and Ford, led the way to build 4,700,000 cars last year. That's the third best in history. 1 million more than last year, but not as many as were built in 1937 or 1929. In 1929, more than 5.5 million cars were made. That's the most ever. Chrysler Corporation President K.T. Keller hopes they can continue to produce autos this year, but he says production of defense materials is of the utmost importance. President Roosevelt is rated as the third best speaker in history, according to a University of Michigan oratory professor. Professor K.G. Hance rates FDR ahead of President Lincoln, but behind Henry Ward Beecher. Mr. Beecher was an orator, clergyman, and writer. Professor Hance says Beecher's 1863 speech in England turned Britain away from giving aid to the Confederacy during the Civil War. Second on the list was William Jennings Bryan, an unknown who captured the 1896 Democratic presidential nomination with his celebrated Cross of Gold speech. Professor Hance's list includes Fighting Bob La Follette of Wisconsin, a militant speaker for the progressive movement. SNL Company News Time is 6:07. Jack McKenna has these words from our sponsor.
Savings are greater than ever in SNL's store. Their white sales are now going on. Bed sheets for 87 cents. Stamped pillowcases, stamped with interesting designs from fine quality pepper tubing. 38 cents a piece. 18 cents a piece for large size Turkish towels. Double loop towels in gay plaids, pastels, and white with colored borders. Turkish washcloths, can you believe it? Fine quality, assorted pastel shades for just 3 cents. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you SNL White Sales. Be there tomorrow.
Good oratory there, Jack. Fire losses in Ashland totaled more than $6,300 in 1940. The fire chief, Henry Lundberg, says that's almost $2,000 more than in 1939. The Ashland Fire Department answered 211 alarms last year. The Ashland County Clerk's Office says that Cupid was rather inactive last year. County Clerk E. H. Quisdorf says that 155 marriage licenses were issued in 1940, just 6 more than in 1939. The busiest month, of course, June, with 21 applications, and September that had 20. One of the longest-serving judges in the state is expected to file for re-election this month. Municipal Judge F.S. Parker has served in that position since 1897, except for a two-year stint as mayor of Superior in 1900. Judge Parker's four-year term expires the 1st of May. There were lots of New Year's revelers out last night in Superior. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson took on the risky assignment of covering last night's celebration. You don't look any worse for the wear, Mike.
Sleeping until noon will do that for you. Officially, police call last night's ringing in of the New Year's quiet. From their standpoint, it was. There was only one car mishap in the entire county. 16-year-old Betty Data of Duluth was banged up while riding a car driven by Earl Palo of Cloquet. Her condition at St. Francis Hospital is favorable. X-ray pictures showed no brakes. Police marveled that there were no drunken driving arrests on the police blotter this morning. Six people were arrested for intoxication. Many attended watch night services while theaters were jammed. Most of the chow houses had waiting lines that extended out into the streets. Bartenders, nightclub, and restaurant owners report capacity crowds low. Everyone wanted to welcome in the new year in peace.
Let's hope that we can do that a year from now. Thank you, Mike. This year's New Year's baby in Douglas County is a boy. St. Francis Hospital announced the arrival of a 6-pound baby boy this morning at 1:30 to Mr. and Mrs. Robert Burns of 2219 East 7th Street. A quick survey of other area hospitals found no other births expected today. St. Joseph's Hospital in Billings Park came the closest, with a baby boy born at 6:15 p.m. New Year's Eve. That was to Mr. and Mrs. Eugene Wangren. Mrs. Burns and baby Joseph Jr. are said to be doing fine, and the dad is recovering too, Jack.
Congratulations to the Burns family.
Congratulations to you for surviving the blind dates last night. You had quite an exciting escort.
The highlight of the evening was when Gabby tossed that bully over the pool table at Bertha's Tavern.
He was giving you a hard time about, well, everything. But she sure stuck up for you.
I don't understand it, Lou. Why would anyone not like little old me? Anyway, we're going to go out to the Legion Hall for a polka dance next weekend. I think I'll let Gabby lead. Let's check our forecast for this Wednesday evening, the first day of January, 1941. There'll be a fresh easterly wind with some snow tonight. The low is expected to be around 20, with a high tomorrow near 30. Downright balmy for January 1st, friends. Let's mix it up tonight, good listeners. We'll play a couple of oldies but goodies, and then two brand new hits. They're mighty fine, including one by Duke Ellington. But from our 1930s hit parade, this is Frank Daly and his orchestra, and with plenty of money and you, on the Martin and McKenna Show.
clubs, you'd go home with me. Money can be the ruin of love done undoing, but I wouldn't let it. I'd rather forget it. Forget money just.
That's the Frank Daly Orchestra, friends, from our old wax recordings. And with plenty of money and you on station KUWS. Hey, folks, the good people at Howard and Sell Oldsmobile want to thank some of the 186 people who bought a new Olds in 1940. Hyman Ansell bought an Olds Hydromatic. Mrs. Edith Canfield bought a Club Coupe. While Seeger Swanson, John Grimsrud, and William Mannion bought brand new old sedans. So go to Howard and Sell Oldsmobile at 1414 Belknap. Heck, these guys can sell anything. You betcha.
I've got this note from Cooperstown, New York, Jack. Hometown Cincinnati outfielder Maury Arnovich's name will go down in posterity at baseball's new Hall of Fame, along with other members of the world champion Cincinnati Reds. His name is inscribed on a special trophy. How about that?
Kind of like how my name is on a plaque in the municipal stadium's press box.
Yes, you should be proud. It commemorates how you ate 20 hot dogs the day that the park was opened in 1938.
It was a festive time. But enough of past honors. Let's listen to this hit from the 1930s, good listeners. This is Freddie Martin. And All I Do Is Dream of You. Vocal by Elmer Fieldcamp. That was the Freddie Martin Orchestra, and All I Do Is Dream of You, vocal by Elmer Fieldcamp. Ah, Elmer. Hiya, Lou.
we have a distinguished guest with some timely advice on how to fight the flu. Welcome, Dr. Max Schmidt.
Ja, good evening, Louis Martin. I am here to talk about the influenza season, which is upon us now. There are things that we can all do to stay healthy. Cushion tight. You sick? No, me, Jack. I mean, you sick fifth of flu? Flu who?
You through?
Yes, Lou.
Let's get back to the flu.
Stop the rhyming, will you? Say, you boys know where Gesundheit came from?
Of course, it would be interesting to find out. It's German, of course.
Oh, but of course. It's from Dr. Gesundheit. He invented it.
A friend of yours, Dr. Schmidt?
Oh, no. Dr. Tite's been dead for many years now. He sneezed to death.
That's a shame.
Sneezed to death? Sounds like a quack to me. This is why it is so important to avoid the flu. Stay away from people who sneeze or cough or tell tall tales. Avoid exposure to inclement weather. Be sure your house is well ventilated and avoid drafts. Get plenty of sleep. And this is very important. Wear proper clothing when out in the cold. So many young people go outside with no hat on their noggin. And make sure to wear the rubbers outside when it's wet or the snow is slushy. Go to bed at the first sign of a cold. And cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. I hate that when people don't cover their mouth. And for goodness sakes, if you are sick, stay home and don't encourage visitors.
Good advice, Doctor. Thank you.
Tisn't my advice. That's the official 10 steps from the U.S. Public Health Service, me boy. You listen to Uncle Sam. One other thing. Listen to good music.
I suppose that you're partial to Beethoven or Schubert.
Yeah, they're good. Very, very good. But I also like that Glenn Miller fellow. That's enough for me. Welcome in another year with another hit for Glenn Miller and his orchestra. This is brand new. I think you'll like it. This is A String of Pearls by request on the Martin and McKenna Show. For the Good Doctor, that's Glenn Miller's latest called A String of Pearls on station KUWS.
Dr. Gesundheit sneezed to death? Do we have the word sucker printed on our forehead?
Better than wash me. It's time for Miss Ruthie now, though, Lou. Good evening, ma'am.
Don't you ma'am me, Jack. That makes me sound 200 years old.
Do you know where the expression Gesundheit came from?
Everybody knows it's God bless you in German.
Well, that's a relief.
Why is that a relief? We look like knuckleheads letting Dr. Schmidt pull our legs like that.
It's a relief because it means Dr. Tight probably didn't sneeze to death either.
I have some important tips for everyone to whip those winter willies. First, take a vacation in Hawaii or Florida. Now, I know most of us can't afford that, so I've got some other pointers, people. Get your mind off the fact that it's January 1st and a cold, dark, bleak 2 to 3 months of winter is ahead.
Yeah. Don't think of waking up in the dark and going to work in the dark and coming home in the dark.
I'm getting a little down.
That's the answer! Think of other things, everybody. Have fun by looking up old friends. People you really care about but haven't talked to for months or even years. What a pleasant way to spend your winter months. And another tip is to do some of those things you've been putting off. Make a list and just get busy. Before you know it, winter will have flown by in all its beauty and majesty. And if the winter willies attack, make a point of doing something nice for someone, maybe a neighbor or a relative. Ladies can make good homemade bread for that bachelor uncle. What a way to warm up your heart and his, too. You know, I made some today, some rye bread.
I may not be your uncle, but I could sure go for a loaf of warm, fresh bread.
Thanks, Miss Ruthie. Jack is now preoccupied with fresh bread, effectively curing him of any midwinter blues.
Fresh bread and peanut butter.
Okay, Jack. Time for another number.
Sure. Oh, yeah, right, of course. Thanks, Ruthie.
You're welcome.
Now, another brand new number just delivered to us today. I've listened to it 4 times already, and my bet is this will be a top 10 hit of the 1941 hit parade. Here's Duke Ellington and Take a Train on the Martin and McKenna Show.
I think that's Take the A Train.
Oh, yeah, right. Here's the Take the A Train on station KUWS.
Thank you.
Good one, folks. That's brand new from Duke Ellington and his orchestra and Take the A-Train on station KUWS, of course. Hey, Lou, it's just you and me tonight, so what say we take in a flick? People's Theater is playing Here Comes the Navy again. Jimmy Cagney, Pat O'Brien, and Gloria Stewart. It's a good one.
I've got two bits, so why not? As long as you spring for the popcorn.
A deal. That's another way to beat the winter willies and not think of horrible things like sneezing to death. But stay tuned, folks. Coming up tonight is Mr. District Attorney, Kay Kaiser and his College of Musical Knowledge, a live broadcast from The Flame in downtown Duluth, and Fred Allen. We'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial, the good Lord willing.
And we avoid the winter willies.
For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKenna wishing everyone a blessed 1941.
You've been listening to Radio Superior, an original weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Performances by Duke Skorich, Kathy Loxo, John Munson, John Munsell. All events reported on Radio Superior are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.